This is Money Talks.
Is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
Well, given that it's tax season, we don't have a... This isn't necessarily a personal tax question, but we've got a question here from Rudolph from Macon. I've been creating graphics. It's a hobby, but I'm making more money. I may seriously consider starting my own business in the next year. I'd like to register my LLC and sit it until I get serious about the business. Will there be some? Will there be any tax consequences to that? So, Ben, talking about kind of
LLC entity choice is always kind of on the forefront of your mind when you start doing something like this. Think about why you're forming a business. I mean, what are you going to be doing? In this case, you say graphic design. There's probably not a whole lot of liability risk there that I can think of. There may be, but an LLC or a corporation or S corporation, if you go that route, one of the reasons you form an entity is to get that liability protection. That's one of the primary reasons. So it's easy enough. This is a state law dictates that's what defines how you form an LLC or SS under that. So you go to Secretary of State website, and they can give you all kinds of information on how to form an LLC or a corporation and whatnot. Most state law, or most states, classify LLCs as partnerships. Now, if you're doing this, I think our question, Rudolph, if it's just going to be you and you form an LLC, well, for federal tax purposes, that's a disregarded entity. So it's going to be taxed on your personal return, just like a sole proprietorship, as if you didn't form any business. So, and then if you have more than one person in that LLC, then you're a partnership. You file a 1065, and then each of the partners reports their share of the income on their return. So, that's just a little bit of general information on LLCs and how they work. But, let's just broaden this question up a little bit, and let's talk about factors to consider when you do start a business. Number one is, the entity structure. That's just what we've been talking about. Number two, you need to understand how it is going to be taxed. For example, a corporation is a double taxed entity. I mean, that means the company pays taxes, and then the shareholders pay taxes, when they receive the income from it in the form of dividends or compensation. So, you need to understand how the taxes are going to work. Another thing of great importance is when you start a business, even if it's something small or on the side or whatnot, you need to treat it like a business. Go form a company if that's what you want to do, and then go out and open a bank account and run all the income and expenses through that bank account. Because if you don't, it's going to be a nightmare when you go do the taxes, and then also you may be exposed to liability in this business and you formed an LLC, but when you're running everything through your personal checking account, does that business really exist? It certainly doesn't look like it on paper, does it?
Yeah, so this is the point at which it becomes where he asked, can I just start it and set it?
Let's be serious about business endeavors and treat them as such, and I think
you've got to show profits at some point.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, a lot of people look at small businesses like this. Oh, I'll just run a bunch of costs through it and get a bunch of write-offs, and you can do that for a while, but you can't do that indefinitely.
You run into the hobby loss rules and what the IRS defines as a hobby and so forth. Mm-hmm. So there's some issues there, but good record keeping. Other things to consider as you go down this road are insurance coverage, financing. Money. An airplane doesn't just rise straight up into the sky. It has a runway, okay? Think about your financing, and when you start a new business, as you're going to need some runway until you reach the point where you can make some money, right?
Right.
So, give that some thought, exactly how much capital you will need. Mm-hmm. And also whatever, licensing, permits, or registration issues that come up, check with the local courthouse, give you guidance on all the business license stuff. Also, Chamber of Commerce is a good source to obtain information on that front.
So it's quite a checklist of to-dos, Rudolph. But it is exciting to start your own business. We encourage you to do it, but certainly consult with a professional on
seek some
on the
advice if
details.
You need it, and you know, and do it the right way. Okay, well we're gonna stop for a minute, take another break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.